Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. How you doing today? Welcome to the show. This is Free Angel Reading Roundtable Friday. So thank you for joining us. And I see we have a lot of people in the queue, so we're going to get right to that whole thing and take care of everything that's going on. So I hear you guys got a lot of questions you want answered. So therefore, we're going to be sitting here for 2 hours doing angel readings and chatting about whatever. So if you have some topics you want to bring to the table, fine, please do so. And then tonight, we're going to have a show at midnight, too. So join us for that. And that's actually on a different account called Psychic X Journeyman 2. Also, what was I going to say? Oh, we're still doing the donations. So if you want to donate to the show and help me get back to Colorado and a couple other things here and there and support the show, please do so. And for everybody who has, thank you. It's been a pleasure, and thank you for everything that happened. So as I always say, give love where love is given. And let's get to the callers. Let's check out some things here. We got area code 575.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, you?
I don't know. It's been a crazy day. So what's your name?
Cecilia.
Say it one more time. Cecilia?
Cecilia.
Okay. So where are you calling from?
Tularosa, New Mexico.
New Mexico. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I don't think we might have. I just didn't recognize that area code. It's usually California and the East Coast we get a lot of, so. So how can we help you tonight?
I was wondering if you could tell me if you see a romantic relationship coming into my life soon.
Well, the answer I keep getting is yes. You do have a nice relationship coming for you. It's one of those situations, how patient are you? And I don't, I'm not saying it's not the ideal of being patient, impatient. It's the ideal, when I sit here and focus on patience, it's the ideal of looking at things and say, okay, things might actually, in the process of meeting somebody, I'm trying to get this out right. In the process of meeting somebody, sometimes we need patience to deal with the situation because our feelings may happen quicker than we expect. So it's the ideal. When we say go with the flow, go with the flow. Don't try to determine if it's going to be slow, fast, whatever. That's your own fears manifesting, and you need to sit down and let those go. And as they come to the surface, you need to deal with those situations because a lot of times we're not really aware of some fears that we're still hanging on to until we do get into a relationship, and they have a tendency to come to the surface. Well, instead of avoiding them, just kind of like honor them, honor yourself, and let it go. And that's what you need to do in the situations of realizing that this person is bringing things out, but it's not because of anything about this person. It's the idea of being in a really good relationship and very positive. Your body has a tendency to respond by saying, okay, you haven't dealt with these issues. Now you're happy. Okay, now it's time to deal with them.
Okay.
And that's what we always say, you know, are you ready for what you're asking for? Because you just might get it. It's just more, it's not the ideal thing. Because a lot of people put a twist on it and say, okay, that's a bad thing, isn't it? That's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. It's one of those things of looking at the situation and saying, it's really good. And these are just issues I need to look at.
Okay. Is this somebody I already know, or can you tell me that?
The thing that came to me most is you don't need anybody from your past.
Okay.
Trust me on that one. Okay?
Okay. Okay. I agree.
Yeah. So I'm just saying with the situation, you know, like I said before, I keep getting July with you, too.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
I keep getting July with you.
Oh, okay.
So I don't feel like it's too far off at all. It's just one of those things. I also stress to people when things don't really fall into place like they should have, and there's certain things we discuss that don't happen. It's best to it's really good to just get a follow up, just to find out what happened. Because I tell people all the time, we're just psychic, we're just messengers. So if something doesn't pan out, you're the one that lives your life. So it's the ideal of actually pinpointing where things that you might have changed. Because actually, in the course of actually having a reading, there's some things that you knew that you probably wouldn't ever do in the first place. So you probably have proceeded in a different way. But it could have been simply, this might sound crazy, but it could be simply as, you know, one morning you didn't comb your hair. And it just changes the events of that day. It changes your attitude and that kind of stuff, the way you look at things. So in the process of following through the whole thing, it could have been just the ideal of what was said in the reading. But sometimes it's just good to get a follow-up. But I definitely feel like that's going to happen very strongly. So I feel like you'll be calling us back and giving us some good news.
Okay. Thank you
so
much.
You're welcome. Anything else you'd like to answer? Yeah, I can't talk. Is there anything else you'd like to know before you go? Because on this show, we don't rush people down the road because it's not a Sunday line.
Okay.
We're really here to help
your
people.
Callers waiting.
Well, they get the same. I always tell people, if I take 20 minutes with you, I'll probably take 20 minutes with them too. So they should think about that. So I just want to make sure that we covered it.
I've been doing a lot of spiritual work on myself, and at times I feel like I can't express emotions, but anger. Do you have any suggestions for that?
So sometimes when you're working on these things that you're working on, you get angry?
No, it's like that's why I'm working on stuff, releasing it and stuff, because I feel like I'm angry a lot lately.
Right.
It's like I feel like sometimes my heart is not, I can't feel emotions sometimes.
Maybe it's the ideal when you start really living on a spiritual level. You feel with your whole body, not just your heart.
Okay.
So, you know, awareness of looking at things and seeing things in a different way. Because like I saw a friend of mine, we was in a very positive community, which is actually Casa Vega down in Florida. And she was kind of like, I don't feel the positive energy here. how come I don't feel the positive energy? I said, well, how do you feel right now? She goes, I feel very positive. I said, well, probably the reason you're not feeling because you're a part of it.
Okay.
So you see the difference.
Okay.
All things change differently when you have a tendency to be more of a part of it than you are being separate from it. That way you feel it differently.
Well, I kind of don't really, in this town, I don't hang out with anybody because this town is very negative. It's like they're in a clique, and I'm always being mistaken for somebody else and getting derogatory remarks made to me, so I just kind of keep to myself. And I don't know if that's the right way to handle it or... Okay.
Oh, so people think they know you and everything like that, huh? Recognizing as somebody you're not.
Well, it happened in... I moved from Roswell because I was getting mistaken over there in identity and almost ran off the road and everything else and threatened to be beat up, so I moved up to Tularosa, and it worked out for a little bit. Now the same thing's happening here, so I don't know what it is.
It's just one of those things with the situation, and I've done, because it happens to me all the time too. And what I do is just let it go.
Okay.
You know, because it's going to be one of those. How would you put it? The more I've done this, the more I put myself. I've had people actually walk up to me and have nice conversations with me, and I'm wondering. People look at me and go, "Who was that?" I was like, "I have no clue."
Yeah.
And they go, "Well, that person said to do this together, you do that." And I said, "Yeah, I know. It's kind of creepy, isn't it?" And I said, yeah, I've done those things. I just don't remember doing them with them. So it was like, it's just one of those things. You look at the situation, everybody thinks they know who I am. Everybody thinks they know me. And I think the reason is because when I was working for the carnival, this one lady didn't realize, like she had never been out there working with us. And I'd worked for those guys for like 3 years. But I don't hide what I do. So everybody knew why I had cards and why I had this and any of my bunk and when I was traveling and stuff. And used to do, and people catch me doing readings for other people and that kind of stuff, or just doing palm readings and stuff. And then the lady looked at me and she goes, that's what it is about you. I knew there was something different about you. And I said, what's that? She goes, you are definitely gifted and you know, you're just that kind of a person. So people have a tendency to be gravitated to that person, so they think they know you.
Uh-huh.
So you just kind of let it go and say, okay, thank you, I appreciate that. And I have no clue who you are, but... I'm pretty sure you're a nice person since you're attracted to me. But, you know, things like that.
Even when they say derogatory things to you, too, though? Negative things to you? Like saying you're a druggie and all that? I mean,
well,
people accuse me of being a druggie and a whore and everything else in this town. And I basically keep to myself.
That's one of those things. You just got to look at things, positive things, negative things. People think they know. It's like... Those are people who think they know what's going on. And you just got to look at the situation of saying, okay, well, thank you very much. I don't know who you are, and I don't know why you would say that, but obviously you don't know who I am.
Oh, I've done that, yeah. I looked at people and say, do you know me? Because I don't know you, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah, because I was saying, okay, fine, you know who I am. Where am I from? And then they kind of look at me and go, well, you're from... really? Okay, you're stumbling across that one, aren't you? So, sometimes it's people who are picking things up with you, too, that they think they know you.
Yeah.
And then they have a tennis... Yeah, so it's like a... It's just a weird thing. Because I just had so many dealings with people, and yes, I've had people come in there and kind of like jumping out and doing things. Last weekend, we had a guy come on the show and was saying some things that wasn't... I didn't really consider a really nice situation, but...
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I've had the mean thing said, too. I just kind of, like, look at him going, okay. I said, look at the situation. If I was really upset about the whole thing and really caught up in the whole thing, then you probably would have a case. But since I'm just looking at you going, I don't know what your problem is. Because I had a guy who was accusing me that I was messing with his girlfriend.
Oh.
And I just said, you know, no, man, but see, the way you treat your girlfriend, she does spend a lot of time over here talking about why she's still with you. But on the other hand, though, you know, nothing's ever happened to me.
Is this a case of, like, taking back your power or something?
Exactly. Because these people, like I told telling this one lady before. She called me up and she said, this mortgage company's coming after me. And she said, I don't understand. I said, yeah, I wouldn't understand it either since you've been paying your bills. And she goes, exactly. Why are they coming after me? I said, well, they think they can rip people off. So they have this vision in their head. That's how their life, that's how the world is. And what they're trying to get you to do is they're trying to get you to let down your guard and pull you into their world so they can rip you off. And what you got to do is you got to maintain
power,
your
right?
vision. Take back your power and say, no, this is the way it's been. And she had all the receipts and everything else. But they were, they had gotten away with it before because people gave in. Thinking since it's like cops and doctors and stuff, sometimes people have a tendency to give them too much energy and too much power because of who they are, you know, their position. I should say the position, not who the people really are. Because a lot of people have actually had bad feelings about lawyers, doctors, and that kind of stuff, and cops, but they have a tendency not to do anything about it because of their position. So taking back your power is the idea of putting your foot where it belongs, I guess. But
Well, I try to do affirmations every morning, and I do releasing stuff, you know, like emotions and stuff like that. So.
Mhm. I'm just saying. It doesn't matter if it's good, bad, or whatever. Just kind of let it go and say, "Well, that was okay. Don't care."
Well, I've got to that point. I've become very numb. Kind of numb to people here.
Well, it's up to, and it's, people don't understand it's the ideal. It's not like you don't care. It's the ideal that you care too much and you're just kind of wondering what's wrong with those people. And
yeah.
Sometimes you have a tendency to wonder what's wrong with them because you feel like if you could actually help them, they wouldn't be that way. So to me, that sounds like a really caring person. But sometimes they look at it differently.
Well, it's like I've helped one lady in this town and she said her husband was beating her up, so I let her move her stuff in my place and stored it for her while she looked for an apartment. Come to find out, she lied to me, and then they were actually together, but they got kicked out of their apartment. She was looking for another apartment somewhere, and he turned around after that and spread the rumor I was gay in this town. So, you know, that's why I won't help nobody no more in this town.
That's like one of those things when you start getting more into the spiritual part of things, just trust yourself on your own intuition of who to deal with and who not to deal with. And if people, you know, sometimes you do look at a situation and go, well, that person's, you're thinking that person's homeless, but something in your gut says no. You need to, sometimes it's hard to do that, to sit there and tell them no. But when you start doing that, people are going to do what they're going to do, but people know who you really are. And the people that really know who you are probably on the same level as you are anyway, so it's just people, I've always noticed in situations like that, there's always somebody who wants to knock you off, knock you down or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like the guy we have, the guy last week came on, basically he had to give me a message about the spirit I was working with, and he said it was probably a demon.
Oh,
and
man.
It was another thing. But the thing I had a problem with the whole situation was he drove me nuts because I had this bad feeling in my stomach. And I said, the last time I had that feeling, I was dealing with my ex-fiancé's mother, who was the most, I thought she was an evil person, most jealous, vindictive, and everything. That, to me, is evil. That's demons. And I got the same feeling with him. And I just kept feeling like he was trying to knock me down. So I said, if this is a guy who's supposed to be a messenger of God, why is he trying to knock me down? Knock me down to where? To his level. So I had to rethink that one, because I was really having a problem with that. But I come and ask him, I even asked him that question too. Why do I feel that way? He says, well, you know, demons have that, they react that way when they're in company with people who are in the light with God and that kind of stuff. I'm like, really? So I guess you're a demon then because I'm having that bad feeling. He was trying to put it around like, no, that I was the one. And he had to give me that message. I said, well, you know, we was already off the air. I just told the guy, so you've given your message, you've done what you had to do, you've done your little thing, so I will take it under advisement and thank you and kind of let it go. I just couldn't get over that feeling in my stomach because the last time I had that feeling, I was in the presence of evil.
Mm.
I felt like anyway. So I'm just saying.
But it seems like the more that you work with, the more darkness tries to creep in, I guess. I don't know. That's what
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, well, of course, what they're trying to do is, like I said before, try and knock you off and try to knock you down. So they're trying to knock you down their level, make that whole thing. And I just kind of like, you know, I did get angry with that guy. It was like, you know, what are you doing here? I said, you know, honestly, if you got a message for me, then why don't you contact me directly instead of coming to the show? Why would someone come on the show to do that? To me, I think that I'm just looking at a person who's looking for attention.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Really, man. So when you sit here and look at the situations, the less attention that you give them, like when people say things, and I did this when I was in Colorado, and you can try this yourself, but I sit here and say, okay, I had I had a shop of my own and stuff, and this one lady was kind of angry with me because, I don't know, I always felt like that. And this was like not an egotistic thing, but I had painted a mural in her store, and for some reason that mural was getting too much attention that was taking attention from her. And I talked to people too, and they go, yeah, I thought she was all about herself. So then it made sense why she got rid of it. Well, she started spreading rumors, and another person started spreading rumors that I was a child molester. And I said, wow, go smack Ollie on that one, didn't you? And I just said, whatever they say, like the Pharaoh in Egypt when Moses said, you know, let my people go, he basically said the last curse. When he sat there and said, all the firstborn Jewish people would die. And by doing that, he actually put a curse upon his people, which actually happened with all his people. The firstborn, even his firstborn would die. And so I just said, okay, let's do it that way. Everything they say will come back on them tenfold. And it was kind of amazing that the lady who was actually the lady who had the shop, who was bashing me, she closed down in a month. She was gone. I didn't even see her leave. I just happened to walk by the shop one day and noticed it was empty. And it was like 30 days, they were gone. And then the other lady who was doing it too across the street, who I used to be partners with, she lost her shop and had to move out and move into another one. So, you know, you consider look at the situations, and now that lady's not even in there anymore. She's actually in Las Vegas working. So she's with the regular acts, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I guess that's what goes around comes around, huh?
Yeah, exactly. We put it out. Yeah. This is what's going to happen. So do what you want, but don't, you know, one of those recoils coming back on you tenfold. I mean, it's up to you if you want to do that kind of craziness. But yeah. So I think, you know, just do that, you'll be fine. And like you said, like I always say, to me, I keep getting a vision of you walking. Every time someone does those things, the idea of walking and ignoring it is actually walking through it, because you're not giving it any power.
Okay.
And the more power you give these, the more, because that guy came on my show last week, kept on trying to get me to say, what's the name of your spirit? What's the name of the spirit you're working with? And he said, I think it's a demon, and its name is, and I said, well, I do know things about demons, and they'd like to hear that, because the more you say their name, the more energy, the more power they get from it. So that was a scary situation for me that I didn't want to go through again, which I feel like next time someone comes on the show and says something like that, I think there's other avenues for doing that, and I just don't want to deal with it. If you got a message, and you come on the show, and here's a message, and see you later, that's fine, but don't come on the show and call me a liar, say I'm doing this, and that is judgment. And it says no one shall judge, because what's the point? And judging somebody, I guess it's one of those things, why should you judge somebody? You're on the same level.
Yeah.
If you're not on the same level, everybody's on their own path, but still at the same time, I don't think we should judge anybody, because everybody's on their own path for a reason. So therefore, why judge them? Because we're on our own. We should be focusing on our own. And you see all these people out there focusing on all this other stuff and craziness and stuff. You know, if you sit and look at the situation where it says, you know, like angels and so like and those kind of things, even God really can't do anything unless you give them
vitamin.
Do so, yeah. And if that's the case, and a guy comes on my show and starts shoving stuff down my throat who has not had any permission to do that, that I haven't come to him and said, I have a problem, could you help me out? And he's coming and doing these things, like, you know, this warrior, I question those things, because it goes to me that in some sense the word goes against the word, as he's trying to tell me the word is. And you can't tell me over and over again, too, that demons have a tendency to use those kind of things, and they believe in God and angels and Jesus and those and all that, because they use that against you. And I'm like, it's kind of a scary thing, the way he was trying to play the whole thing off. But who do you believe?
He's playing with
and
your mind.
And trying to put doubt.
Yeah, playing with your mind.
Yeah, doubt's a powerful thing where you start doubting yourself on all kinds of levels. In the process of doubting yourself, people can really kick in too and take advantage of you.
Now, somebody told me that this was like a karmic time for me, that I had a lot of bad karma here. Do you see that?
Well, if you're having, you know, if you're looking at a situation, you're working yourself and you're having all kinds of stuff, people could put karma on the whole thing, but I just don't feel it that way. I feel like it's just in the process of, people have to realize one thing, that the light attracts people that want the light.
Uh-huh.
You know, so people might act in a different way. They might come to you and curse you and say that you're this, that, and the other. But in some sense, the word, they're still asking for help. They just haven't got the backbone to actually ask directly what they want to. But they're definitely drawn to it.
Okay.
If it is a karmic thing, if you keep doing what you're doing, you really have to focus. Uh-huh. You really have to focus on the karmic thing. Or do you just focus on, you know, for a fact that there's things you need to look at and things you need to change?
Okay.
I think we should be focusing on the changes, and not focusing on where it came from. We just know it does exist. And at this moment in time, is the thing we're supposed to experience right this minute. So if it's happening right now, then we sit there and deal with it, or let it go, or whatever needs to be done. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
It's not. There's nothing wrong with a life review from time to time. Should do this about every 6 months. But it's best to honor those things. And in the process of honoring them, you're actually realizing, okay, I did make a decision, and that did happen, and this is why this is still there, and this is what happened, this is the memory. So it just makes it easier to let go of it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And like I said before, definitely give us a call back and give us an update on what's, you know, stuff's going on, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I do feel like you're going to be calling us in July and give us some good news, so I'm looking forward to that.
I hope you're right.
All
okay,
right.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Let's go on to our next caller. Mm-hmm. Whoops. Let's try this again. Next caller is 310. How you doing tonight? Welcome to the show.
Good.
What's your name?
How are you? I'm Vince.
You doing good?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is Vince.
Vince. How you doing, Vince?
Good, how are you?
Good question. I'm pretty sure one of these days I'll have a good answer. Just not today.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Everything's going great. It's just one of those things of having some difficulties with this and this and the other. And this technical stuff, I swear.
Yeah.
It's going to be an easier way of doing this.
No, I'm sure one day they'll come up with something.
Yeah, I hope so, right?
Yeah.
Really hope.
Or you would think so anyway.
Exactly. So. Anyway, so Vince, let's not talk about my issues. I'm sure you called in with a couple questions or some things you want to talk about.
Yeah, I get a couple of questions. First of all, I keep going from, I keep going to these job interviews and then they administer aptitude tests, and then they give you interviews. And every time I think I'm going to get the job, somebody else ends up getting it. And I've been out of work for a long time. My unemployment's run out. I've got like $15 left to my name to God knows when. And I'm just wanting to see any kind of a break coming for me anytime soon.
Do I see a break coming for you anytime soon?
Yeah, like a job or something.
Didn't you have a thing going on for a while with the job agency you were working through?
Well, here's the thing is I've got two situations. I'm coming to an end of one lawsuit against one employer. I'm just waiting for a settlement now because I saw the doctor about 3 weeks ago. And it's a workman's comp thing. So my lawyer said that once the doctor's appointment happens, it'll take about 3 or 4 weeks before there's any financial resolution. So I'm waiting for that. And then I had I filed charges against a temp agency, and they would only get me $9,000, which is from the time I was fired up until present, plus full reinstatement. And I didn't feel what they did to me. I didn't feel that was enough, so I tried to file a lawsuit against them. And my lawyer, after a couple of weeks, my lawyer said it'd be in my best interest if I just went back to the labor board and refiled the charges, which I did. So I'm waiting for a resolution in that, too. So I talked to the girl this morning, and she said that they'll probably be bringing me in next week just for an update, you know, just to make sure that I'm looking for work still and everything. So I'm just wondering if you see when those two are going to resolve and when I'm going to end up working again.
Yeah, so the reason, the thing I get the most is July.
Not till July, huh?
Well, that's one of those things where you see a lot of things coming through. I don't know, I'm getting this impression that there are going to be things coming through to help you out. So, you know, keep to sustain you, everything's going to be gone. But then I just feel like that July is a good month for you where things really have a tendency to kick in. And well, I guess you would say it's the idea of getting ahead.
Right. Right.
So I'm saying July is a good month for you where you feel like there might be a job and the idea of working and actually kind of stuff, but you feel like between then and there, some of these things are going to be resolved, and some of the worries that you had will be gone.
Yeah.
I know it's an impatient thing to sit there and look at the situation of things that are not panning out just yet, but I just feel like there's some, the way it comes to me is some surprises.
Right.
It's when you just kind of funny thing, because I mean, like an example, I had a situation where I had a deal with workman's comp, and I just filed a thing. I was at the hospital, was in a truck accident, and I was in an accident in a truck working for a company where
right.
I hit some ice and that kind of, you know, it's one of those things. And I was sitting there and I forgot all about it.
Yeah.
And then one day I went to get my mail and there was a check in the mail, so I was like, ooh, okay,
yeah,
sweet. So that's what I'm talking about, where it's something where you're like, I guess you would be getting at your rope's end, and then something comes through.
Yeah. Okay.
Where are you?
All right. Well, thanks very much.
Like I said, there's a lot of things coming through now as much as anything else. It's just the idea of finalizing a lot of these things, too.
Right.
It's a good thing you filed those charges, what you did, and that kind of stuff, so you can still get the same thing you got before.
Right.
Maybe just keep your... The idea of keeping a lawyer out of it, it seemed like it's going to work out pretty good because you get the money.
Yeah, well, that's what I figure. I was just hoping for at least 50 grand because there was about 7 charges against them for discrimination, sexual discrimination, wrongful termination, Equal and Fair Pay Act, just a whole bunch of charges. So... But my lawyer just said it would be my best interest if I just went back and refiled the charges.
Yeah, and I think it's going to work out better for you this way, too.
All right. Well, thanks.
Not as much as you want, but you'll take care of the situations and stuff that you've been going through and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Once you get the money, it'll take care of itself.
Yeah.
So you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
All right.
Very well. Call us back too and give us an update on that, okay?
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Let's see here. Also, we're talking about some other things we're putting out there, guys. You know, the idea of meditation and that kind of stuff is really good for you, and chakra clearings and that kind of stuff. And to make the situation even a lot easier for you, there's a company out there called HemiSync, and they're HemiSync CDs. They're really cool CDs. Meditations, they got Chakra Journey and all kinds of good stuff that goes with those whole things. So check out that website. It's www.hemi, that's HEMI-SYNC, SYNC.com. They have samples. They also, you can download, you have to actually order the CDs themselves. You can actually download them on your computer and actually download them into an MP3 player. So the meditation can go with you wherever you need to go. And it's like I've actually had these meditational CDs myself. I've actually used in the process of working out, doing readings and that kind of stuff. I just seem to enhance everything that goes along with the whole thing. What it is, it's a technology that has a tone underneath the music. It has orchestra music, symphony and that kind of stuff, of spiritual music. And underneath the tone, there's a tone underneath the music that the brain hears. It actually enables the brain to utilize both hemispheres to work together. So therefore, you have intense focus and concentration. So they're really good, just not for meditations, but for anything in your life of focusing on that kind of stuff. So it'd be great with working out and that kind of stuff. So check them out, www.hemi-sync.com. So check them out. And there's another company also. This is a subliminal. These are subliminal CDs, which are actually good for intense too, focusing on love and certain things with our meditation and our affirmations and that kind of stuff. And this company is called Brain Sync. And like I said before, it's subliminal CDs where they have messages underneath the music as you're listening to the music and that kind of stuff. And they even have meditational music they talk you through and that kind of stuff. And that company is called www.brainsync.com. And they also have the same thing too, where you can actually download MP3 downloads and you can get the CDs. And the MP3 downloads are a whole lot cheaper and they're really fitting. And then you just download them to your computer, be done with it, put them on your MP player, you're gone. You're out the door. It's a really cool thing and it's very convenient. So check them out. Both companies are really good. And actually with Brain Sync, they have a tendency each month, if you actually join up with their email and with, and it's like a, I guess you like you get a username and that kind of stuff and you join in with the situation. I don't know what to even call that. It's like joining up, getting their email and all kinds of stuff that goes along with it, and you have an account with them, that kind of thing. You can actually, I think it's like every month or somewhere along that. I know when I joined up, I actually got some free downloads, and they were pretty nice downloads. They were like 7 and 11 minute downloads of meditation. So it wasn't like a 2 or 3 minute sample. It was like, you know, real meditations and stuff, working with certain waves and that kind of stuff. So check it out. And let's go back to our caller. So let's get to our next caller. Our next caller is 229. 229, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How you doing? Welcome. What's your name?
Hi. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. My name is Melvin.
Melvin. Where are you calling from, Melvin?
I'm calling out of Georgia.
Okay. How can we help you tonight?
Okay. I just have two questions about, first, I had this friend of mine's, she was staying with me. And I have deep feelings for her, but she doesn't have that for me. And I told her, you know, like it was kind of stressing me out to have her at my home, and I knew that there was no chance that we'll be getting together, and because that's what she was saying. But I just wanted to know, like, I told her to leave. So I'm quite sure she's pretty mad with me, but she's going to come back. I asked her to come back, but she said no. So will she come back, will we be in a relationship?
I get an impression with the situation that I just feel very strongly about the situation. She won't be coming back.
She would not?
No, I don't see her coming back.
Okay.
I don't feel like she's even, I don't think she was even a real person. You know, being true to you as who she really was.
Right. What kind of secret is she has?
What's that?
What type of secret she has? Because I feel that too, that she has some little doll secrets she was turning the corner about, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get the impression she was being really a different person because of, she was just being real. She wasn't being real with you, that's what I'm saying. She just was being a totally different person, and she really is. Like she was trying to get something. Even I guess you could even look at the situation, maybe using you in some way.
Okay.
And you just really ticked her off. she wanted to stay on the outside of the whole thing. She didn't want to get emotionally involved. She just wanted to be, I guess you'd say, like, be taken care of but not give anything back.
Yeah, right. So I spoke with her yesterday, and she was, like, telling me she slept in her car. Is that a true statement she made?
I get the impression, no, it's not.
Okay.
I get the impression she stayed with somebody.
Does she have a boyfriend? But she told me she does.
I keep getting boyfriends.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, I just get the impression of boyfriends and that kind of stuff, but I get more of a fabrication of the whole thing. Just, you know, just the things she says, we're trying to convey to you this is what I want you to believe.
Okay. Pulling it out on the side, okay. Well, do you see anyone else coming?
What's that?
Do you see anyone else coming into my life? Any other females, a good woman coming up? You know, someone I can share my life with, you know, be friends and, you know, relationship, maybe marriage.
Yeah, I keep getting real, seriously, I keep getting October.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, it just keeps coming to me like that. Like the fall month, the fall season is a good season for you. Something you like about it.
Yes. I'm a football coach and I love the fall, so I love Friday nights, so, yes.
Yeah, so I keep getting that you're going to meet someone around that time, and it's just going to be something that it's something that's not something that's prearranged or anything like that. It's not like you run into her. I would even say that I wouldn't be surprised if it wouldn't be a part of the sport that you coach that you would run into this person. I keep seeing a woman with long dark hair. I know. I keep seeing this white sweater.
Okay.
The white sweater, almost like it kind of looks like a turtleneck, kind of. And she looks like somebody that you might not, that's how I would put this. She looks like high maintenance, but she's not.
Okay.
She might have, in her dark hair, I see the dark long hair and kind of wavy.
Wavy. She's what's her nationality? She's an African American or what could you see on that?
I really can't tell you. I don't know.
Okay.
I can tell you what she looks like and that kind of stuff, and I feel like it comes off as a tone as American. That's all I can tell you. That's all
okay.
I see. I don't more about the whole thing, but
about
it's one of those things. That's one of those things I tell people all the time. If you're sitting working on yourself, you know who you are and what you want, and that's what you get. So it's just you got to open yourself up to the situation and getting past the situation with this woman that you were just messing with and realize that she wasn't good for you. And then this woman who's coming up, I just feel like she's going to be 10 times better than anyone you've ever been with. So I feel like it's a very positive thing for you.
Okay. Well,
right.
I'll just one more question
sure.
About my college. I went to register yesterday for college, and I'm a senior, and I'm scheduled to graduate this December with my bachelor's degree in middle grade education. But the university won't let me enroll until I pay a debt of $1,600. And I've been submitting scholarships and grants and trying to get that taken care of. And the semester starts in August 17th. And do you see me getting that taken care of and where there's no problem where I'm back in school where I can graduate?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay.
They do. The thing I get the most here is keep your mind open.
Yeah.
Because it's like, the opportunity coming to you is going to be taken care of before then. Because you said you're talking about the end of August, and that was the first thing I picked up, was definitely August, and it would definitely be taken care of. So it's one of those things that What I mean by that is keep your mind open. Don't worry. And the opportunity will come to you when you least expect it, because I just see it coming.
Okay. How soon is that, sir?
I keep getting the end of July.
Okay.
What is... Is there something else that happens for you at the end of August?
Something happened when?
Do you have anything going on at the end of August besides the schooling thing?
Well, I applied for a coaching position at this local high school here in Georgia. And I wrote my coach a letter, and I wrote the superintendent and filled out an application. And
mm-hmm.
I just, you know, I don't know if they're going to call. I haven't heard from them yet for a coaching position. And will I be coaching? Will they call me to coach?
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I see a lot of things coming in at the end of August, because I see something coming in at the end of August. At the same time, I saw when you asked your question about them getting this thing paid off and the opportunity coming to you. And I kind of see the end of July, beginning of August, but at the same time, I also got the end of August. And usually, when that happens, there's two things that are going on at that time.
Okay.
Oh.
So, you mean coaching football this season?
I feel very strongly about it. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
That could be also the other reason I'm thinking, too. Keep a mind open, positive mind about the whole situation. Because
yes.
A lot of things are falling into play, but sometimes we have a tendency to be too logical about these things, saying, you know, like this, they're saying you need this money and that kind of stuff, but still there's an opportunity to still do it.
Yeah.
And it hasn't presented itself yet, so.
Okay.
I guess it's things we talked about before where it's not in the radar yet, but it's coming. Okay?
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, and you have a great night. And please call us back and give us an update on this, okay?
I sure will. Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's go on. To area codes 864. 864, yeah, 864, are you on the air? Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Paula, and I'm calling from South Carolina. Thank you for taking my call tonight.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for calling. So how can we help you out tonight, Paula?
Well, mine's job-related, too. I had been given a position by a friend of mine and the company that her and her husband own due to an accident of her sister-in-law who worked in the office with her. But her sister-in-law
mm-hmm.
has finally, recovered enough to come back to work, and they let me know that next week would be my last week that they really needed me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, what do you see coming up job-wise for me?
So you have a problem with the situation and all this good stuff going on, and you're trying to figure out exactly what's coming up for you. You know,
yeah.
One thing you have to do is, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of residue here I can see that you need to let go of. I'm just saying,
yeah,
when I sit here and look at this.
Yeah, I was upset because they didn't let me know until today that they were going to let me go. And they didn't give me any forewarning that she was coming back either. You know, I had continuously asked, you know, so I would know to start putting in applications in advance. And just, boom, she showed up to work 2 weeks ago, and I had just been asking, you know, that earlier that week before, you know, how she was doing, and was given no indication at all that she was coming back. They didn't tell me anything. So I was kind of in shock.
Right. I understand. I'm just saying with the situation that when I was into myself, you know, there was jobs and stuff that I was pretty ticked off about myself until, you know, years later I looked back on the situation and realizing those things had come to an end. And if those people had an arrow on their head pointing in the right direction, I would have realized it was just not really being angry with the situation, just realizing there was something better for me. And it was
right.
Just the
That's
idea
what I told Caleb today, my son. I told him, I said, well, I just look at it like this. That door had to close so that the other door to a more permanent, stable position that in a place that I can really use my talents will come
mm-hmm.
over.
Right. I'm just saying, you're right. I mean, to me, it's like one of those things that's coming. For some reason, I keep getting August 14th.
Wow. That's really close to the date of somebody that I loved very much dying. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes I feel like these people that we talk about that have passed on and some of these similarities that happen, that it kind of points out that we have a lot more help working with us to help us with these situations.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, Andy was the love of my life, and I didn't find him until 7 weeks after he had passed away. I started looking for him. And, you know, I like I said, I didn't know he had passed, and I had sent him an email, and it was 7 weeks after he had passed. But and I found out a few weeks later, you know, that he had passed. And he died August the 15th. Wow.
Hmm. Yeah, those things can kind of rattle you, or you can look at them for what they are. It's the signs of looking for something positive to happen.
Exactly.
Because people start talking about suicides and this kind of stuff, what good comes out of those things. There's a lot of awareness, not just the idea of what happened with the people themselves, but sometimes we have to look at situations that happen around those kind of dates and stuff that were positive for other people. They, you know, maybe they wouldn't have recognized it if it wouldn't have had something attached to it to point it out.
Right.
So now,
right.
So I'm just saying, with your situation too, I would just sit there and focus and put those things in detail. But like I said before, I've had things where I've told people that there are some things that you should really focus on and be detailed to. But I think when it comes to, I guess it's like the materialistic things, cars and that kind of stuff, you can be pretty detailed about them. But when it comes to situations of these kind of nature with jobs and that kind of stuff, sometimes we just can't see things that are, like some people call it, outside the radar. We just can't see or conceive it, but it's coming. So we have things in our minds, and people have a tendency, I've had this before with readings of people say, okay, you got a boyfriend coming in, and it's a really good situation, and they start asking about three other guys. And what the point is the idea of letting go of everything that's going on right now that's not good for you in favor of what's coming to you that you just can't see. But actually trusting the universe and God and the angels and you know, the idea of Jesus.
And you know, I even though I'm a medium and I actually do readings for other people, and you may find this yourself, that, you know, I find it hard to trust myself, you know, not trust me, but trust that Spirit's going to be there for me like Spirit is for everybody else. I know that's crazy and silly, but because I do give other people their messages, and you know, but sometimes I just go, gosh, am I here alone? And, you know.
Right. No, I've had some real eureka moments where I was hitchhiking down the road and started going, you know, something. It was like it was 3 o'clock in the morning. The highway was, nobody was going up down the highway. It was empty. But at that moment, I still looked at the situation and realized that I was not alone. Never had been. That means it's all the angels, God, guidance, everything
right.
goes along with. Yeah, you're looking at what, like it's like having a pyramid with you. You know, God's the president. Filters down to all the other, you know, situations that are helping us. I just feel like if you look at like that, people could talk about demons and all kind of stuff, but realistically, you know, the situations is like what, you know, I actually heard this preacher say this one time too. He said that I think we're giving too much focus and energy to the devil, and it's taking that energy away from God and what we're actually trying to do here, you know.
If you connect with the negative, that's what you're going to draw. If you focus on it, if you think and draw on the positive, that's what you'll draw into you as well.
Yeah, so because I've actually talked to a lot of people, like we have some people that are mediums and stuff like that, and they have a tendency to have annoying spirits, or people just don't, how we put this, they don't respect them, so they're constantly always playing on themselves and that kind of stuff like that. But I also notice that if you take a look at their lives in the physical sense, people do the same thing to them too. So they're,
yeah.
So like, So like it does attract like you know, in this world, I had a friend of mine who has a tendency to let guys in situations and people walk all over her. And well, she was a medium too, and she had spirits doing the same thing. And I said, well, it doesn't surprise me because people in the real world do the same thing to you too as well. So you're attracting like attracts like. So we have to sort of take
right.
that into consideration. What the heck am I doing? And she's
right.
changed a lot. And so, you know.
Well, I just chose like with the situation at work. I just, you know, at first it was a shock and I was like really upset. But, you know, I can look at it like this, too. I had an opportunity that I didn't have before. I have a good reference now, you know, that I didn't have before. You know, if I go out with that positive, it's going to bring that positive back.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe somewhere in August it'll start coming around for another job, I think is what you were saying. Do you see me getting a place called the Old Gray Farm?
Okay, say it one more time.
It's actually the called the Old Gray Farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a house that actually belonged to the gentleman that passed. It belonged to his grandmother, and it's actually up for sale.
Hmm. So you want it, huh?
Oh, very badly. Not only does it have the history with this person that I cared about and... but it's close to my family, and it's a beautiful piece of property, and you know it's a gorgeous house too. On top of that, it literally is an old farmhouse built in
1903. Yeah. What number? 1903. That's 8 and 3, which is 11. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and you know I found out. I don't know what you find in this, but this is really strange. My friend's birth date is 12/13. And, you know, on, like, repossessed homes and all that, or foreclosed homes, they have the MLB number. The first numbers are 12/13, and then there's 333 after that. I thought, geez, that's really ironic that it was his grandmother's place. It's where he lived when I knew him, and it's his birth date that's the MLB number for that, the call number for that house.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a little beyond ironic, I think.
Yeah, I would too. I would definitely be thinking about that one because it was, those things, you have to take a notice of those things because a certain, that's interesting. I had the same thing with a friend of mine where I told her it was like a relationship. I told her it was a relationship related because the company I work for, the debit cards that we have, when we get paid direct deposit on,
yeah.
The date was 3/14, which is her birthday. So I was like, you know, cause I know it's a month and a year, but still, it's kind of uncanny that I met her through that whole thing, and there it was, 3/14.
Yeah, just like with his birthday, I was like, man, that is so strange. Because, see, he always thought we would grow. He always wanted to get married.
Mm-hmm.
It never happened due to just circumstances and later on in life and things like that. But I just, you know, that is kind of ironic that it was his ancestral home that his mother actually got gypped out of, so they didn't get it. It got put on the market when his grandmother died. Because of family
mm-hmm.
squabbles, and here it ends up, of all things, the call number for the house or the listing number is his birth date.
Well, that's interesting. We'll definitely take that into consideration, and like I said before, the way it comes to me is just there's a lot more surprises. Because it's like the situations people, I mean, I always try to stress to people all the time that opening their mind. Things don't start with money. They start with a thought, focus.
Yes.
Your intentions. And then they have a tendency to fall into place. And, you know, I was trying to stress to some people I work with, deal with, I'm doing this kind of work, is I don't sit here and talk about these things because they're theories. I've actually experienced these things, and I've actually defied society who says you have to have money to have a business. you have to have money to get a hotel room or money to get a house. It's just, you know, or I guess you would say the normal way, got to work 40-hour week for this and that and the other. And I'm just like, it's never happened that way. And I said, thank you guys out there for all being so negative, because it was just motivation for me to go get what I wanted.
Exactly.
And,
well, you know, I even thought about writing a letter to the company that's, you know, the realty company that's dealing with it, and telling them the story behind why I want the home is, you know, what can we do to work it out? Y'all don't want the home. Y'all don't want to be stuck with it. I do have at least enough income for a mortgage for the house, with or without a job. So what do y'all want to work on here, you know?
Well, you also know one thing, too, when you're prompted to do certain things and they come to you, I mean, thoughts and ideals, that is, that's claircognizance, which is thoughts and ideals, is divine guidance. So it's the idea of follow through with those two as well. Plus, you got
exactly.
those feelings going on. Got those clairsentient things going on, too, as well. So listen to those, too. Just kind of like work them all together. And
I'm a firm believer that if you envision it in your head first, mm-hmm. it makes it, thoughts are energy. And they do transform the road ahead of you, whether it be positive or negative. It's your choice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, thank you very much for your help tonight. I appreciate that. And I will call you guys back, and I will let you know what's coming up.
Yeah, please do. And you say you're medium and you do this kind of work?
I do. I would actually love to do it full time, but where I live, there's not a lot of calling for it.
Right.
And
sometimes in the situation of looking at different formats or sometimes when you're in the right place at the right time, some things that you thought there wasn't really a lot of calling for, you kind of freak out because there is. I told a friend of mine, I was like, people sit there and go, what do you think about Christian people? Don't they kind of give you a hard time? I'm like, a lot of my clients
are Christians. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mine too.
So you sit there and look at the situation and go, okay, you know. But I'm just saying there's other different avenues. The idea of doing medium work and that kind of stuff, doing it across the phone, I was kind of surprised when it actually did work out pretty well. But I'm pretty sure you've been.
Yeah, my cousin that I'm really close to that was close, because I really feel like the gentleman that died that I was so close with, I feel like he's one of my spirit guides, and that might have been one of the reasons he's on the other side now, because he really
mm-hmm.
does communicate with me, my daughter, and my son very well, you know, because
mm-hmm.
they're both my son and my daughter are gifted as well. And, my cousin, like I said, he had a dream, and he called me up, and he didn't know that I had asked Andy a couple of questions, and he called me up. He said, I had the strangest dream, and he had all the answers that I had asked Andy in the dream, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was
mm-hmm.
really funny. And, you know, so I really believe he's one of my guides for the other side. And like I said, I just, he told me one part of the dream was that I needed to quit doubting my abilities and trust it more so than ever. And that he said in the dream, Andy was telling him she needs a blog talk show or a, you know, to do her mediumship work via the radio because
mm-hmm.
it would fit into her schedule for taking care of the kids. It would bring her the income she needs, and it's just a really good medium for me because then everything else is blocked out. I'm not going on anything but spirit energy. You know, it's not like the person is so close to me that, because I'm also an empath, and a lot of times if the person is sitting there that I'm reading for, I have to take a step back because I'll pick up so much on their energy from being an empath that it interferes with me being a medium, if that makes sense. And I have to take a step back and go, okay, I'm reading you. Please, you know, don't think of what you want me to say because I'm going to pick up on that. Let me just connect with energy. You just be a blank. Think of an ocean. Don't think of anything.
Right. Yeah, because we look at the idea of being an empath as more of that's more environmental.
Exactly. And so that's what he was saying, that radio would be really good for me because I communicate well, or so he says. I don't know if that's true or not, but anyway, he says that I communicate well and that would be the way to go for my mediumship work because then I don't have that empath, you know, physically getting in my way with that person right there in front of me.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You know, cut that out where you don't sit and take it so much. Sometimes with the situations, I'm an empath too, and I have a tendency to use it to my advantage, where it opens up more. I do a lot of palm readings and stuff with people, and usually when I'm doing readings in person, it's a good way to open up people and get them relaxed that I do know them a little bit more than they think. And just kind of relaxes. Well, that depends on the situation. I've had people kind of freak out when you do palm readings kind of empathic because you really pick up a lot of things, not just the lines themselves, but you can actually pick up incidences and situations that have happened on those lines. Not just that they did exist, but you can also pick up a lot of emotions and feelings that go along with them. So it's a totally different thing. In fact, I actually had people scooting back from the table going, ooh, this is spooky. I'm like, what? You're reading it like a book. I'm sitting there going, well, that's what I thought I was supposed to do. And I said, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to, you said you wanted accurate reading, so there you go. And it's just one of those things opening up where I start asking questions and stuff, you know. Go ahead.
Yeah, it does spook people a little bit. I've had people do the same thing. They kind of like, oh, wow. They think this is going to be a show, and then when it gets into some deep things, they're like, okay, didn't know it was going to be this accurate, you know.
Oh, heck yeah. I've actually done some things with people where I was like, you know, just kind of give them details about themselves. And I would say the funniest one I ever did was, I wouldn't say funny, but it was just different. That I was in a reading for a lady who was actually gay, who was dressed like a man. So it kind of threw me off a little bit with the situation. But, you know, I just kind of read the energy and read the person themselves, not what was on the outside. And kind of getting this really strange picture of this lady. She was like 4 feet tall. She looked like E.T. She was wearing these god-awful Nike tennis shoes, the high tops. And she was chasing these kids around, with a newspaper. And I'm sitting there going, I looked at the person, I told her, I said, this is what I see. And I said, they keep saying grandma. And she goes, well, I never knew my grandmother. I said, nope, it's not saying it's your grandmother, it's saying grandma. So it's basically telling me that it's a person that you consider your grandmother, but it wasn't your grandmother. And I said, that's the description I got. This is the person we're looking at here. It took them a while, but, you know, they kicked in and said, oh, yeah, that was the freaking lady we used to live next door when we lived in California. She used to babysit us. We used to call her grandma. And she used to have a doll. Yeah. So, you know, it's like, whoa. I said, thank you for telling me, because I thought, you know, so that was some wild-looking pictures that I was seeing. Wow.
I wonder what kind of torment this child went through, right?
Yeah. And I was like, whoa. And she goes, yeah, okay, I got it. That's that lady who's the next door to us. She used to smack us with a newspaper, chase us around the house, and she used to wear those tennis shoes. So I would tell people, that doesn't make any sense, but just go with it. It makes sense to those people somewhere down the line. Yeah, I mean,
exactly. It'll eventually come to them.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is about readings. Readings make people nervous. We was talking to this lady and giving her some information, and we picked up somebody around her that was a diabetic. And I said, if someone really close to you has a diabetic, it should change their diet. And they go, well, I don't know anybody. Do you know, 5 minutes later, she was talking about her sister who's a diabetic. I said, hold on for a minute. You said you didn't know anybody close to you that was a diabetic. Oh, yeah, you're right. My sister is a diabetic. I'm like, that's your sister. How come you didn't know that? And she's like, I don't know. This is kind of nervous.
Yeah, like, I call it the psychic brain fart. Yeah,
really.
Well, I will let you get to your next callers, hon. Thank you so much. You were very, very helpful tonight, and you loosened my spirit so well. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, no problem. Plus, if you actually want to just get a taste of what it's like to do a Blog Talk radio show or just be on a show, You're more welcome to come back and be a guest. Just let me know.
Okay. Well, I'll contact you after the holiday. I'll give you guys a break.
No problem.
I would love that very much. I appreciate that offer.
No problem. Just let me know, and we'll make it happen, okay?
Okay, wonderful. I wish you a blessed holiday. And remember, everybody that's out there listening, I'm a veteran myself. Remember all our vets, and thank you for the work that they do in keeping us safe.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you so much, hon. Have a blessed night.
You too. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go on to our next caller. And we're also talking about personal readings and that kind of stuff, and I do personal readings myself, private personal readings. So if you want to give me a call and get a reading with me, and we do all kinds of things, past life readings, angel readings, that kind of stuff, life coaching. So if you want to get an idea of what I do and that kind of stuff, you want to check it out, just check it out on my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Again, that address is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Or just give me a call at 740-601-1057, and we'll get it done. We'll take care of the whole thing. And we do have a special that if you look at the prices on my website, you'll notice the prices on there. And I always tell people, it's one of those situations, just come to me. If you want to get a reading and that kind of stuff, make an offer. You know, if you don't have the money for the prices that you see, don't let that keep you from being where you want to be at and get a reading, okay? So we don't turn away anybody. So right now, it's one of those situations, any offer that you have that you want to bring to the table, please do so. Because I always tell everybody, you'll never know unless you ask. So just ask. I never have said no to anybody. So just jump it right in there, okay? So let's get over with the show. Let's go with our next caller. Area code 206, welcome to the show. How are you? Welcome.
Hi, it's Holly.
Holly, sounds familiar. have we talked before?
Once before.
So.
I'm just seeing if you have any more information on the missing teen, Will Norton, on Joplin tornado.
I still feel like he's far further away than he was. I don't know, for some reason I just feel like the ones who are focusing and trying to be too logical about the situation are focusing in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of trees, a lot of freaking, I just feel like, I guess you would say uprooted trees, or branches and that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
You got some messed up roads and that kind of thing. I don't know what happened to that. I just feel like it has something to do with the trees. But I did see that truck. That truck does not look like it's something that... I don't feel like the truck itself is... I don't think it runs.
Uh-huh. Anything on the... go ahead.
No, I just feel like with the situation in hand, it just seems like there's a lot of things. That's just... The one thing I keep thinking from most is they're just being too logical. They think they know where he's at, but they're not really, I guess you would sit there and say, not really paying attention. Because you were saying, Tommy, before, he's communicating with you. Well,
yeah.
I get the impression he's just communicating with whoever will listen.
Yeah.
And you guys seem to be open more to the situation, and you really are people who want to, want to help.
Yeah. Any, street signs? Or building, any kind of building, landmark?
Before, I got to get the heel thing, the heel. There is a heel involved in this whole thing.
A hill?
Yeah, I'll kind of put it like, when I'm in Chillicothe, there's a place down here called Cabbage Hill. Actually, what it is, it's a humongous, it's a curve. It's like a 90%, it's like a 90 degree angle curve. When you start going around this curve, you just keep going, 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 going. Going to go down, and it kind of S's out at the bottom. Well, see, I didn't know that's what that place was called. I was born, I was actually raised down there.
Uh-huh.
But everybody,
well, you were.
Everybody who, yeah, so people live on that side of town, they know what it is, Cabbage Hill, which is located, there's a road called Dunhill, too, as well. Is that Dunhill on Cabbage Hill?
Now, that's in Joplin or that's by you?
Well, that's where I'm at. But what I'm saying, I'm using it as an example of saying that's what I get
oh,
with
okay.
that whole situation. It's something that she says Hilltop, and I think it's something that people call. And that's why I keep getting more on, instead of Hill Street, I keep getting Hilltop.
Oh, okay.
You got Hilltop, and it's a name that people call it. You're not going to see a street sign that says that. Just everybody
oh.
knows where that's at. And I think that's what I keep saying. I keep looking, keep thinking and focusing, and they're just looking in the wrong place.
Okay, like
I said
a Hilltop hangout, like for teens or something? Or
something like that, because I kept on getting north of the hospital, north of Joplin. And it kept on saying north, and everybody's looking southeast.
Oh. Okay. Any other...
And you said this guy was crying. Right?
Say again? Yeah.
This guy was crying.
Yeah.
I get the impression he's very... He's crying, but I also get the impression he's angry.
Yeah.
Well, he's trying to... I get the impression he's trying to get help.
He said he can't even crawl because there's too much... crap on the ground. And his leg and his ankle is broken.
His what's broken?
Leg and ankle.
Okay.
Foot.
I didn't say I got trauma to his hip. Yeah.
His hip?
Mm-hmm.
So how can we help? How can we get him found?
Like I said before, all you can do is keep calling, keep telling, give me information. And hopefully
she didn't believe me, and then she said she's just gonna check the morgue, so she's like giving up.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I just feel like if you keep giving her information, she might say those kind of things because she's, you know, tired.
Yeah. Hilltop Drive? There's a Hilltop Drive. And there's a Hilltop Lane.
No, I would definitely look at those places. Because they seem to be close together, aren't they?
Yeah.
I would definitely look at those. But, you know, you're talking about the other thing, too. I just felt like there's more to it. There's a lot of variations in the situation. I'm just having a tough time keeping... them all sorted out because there's, like you said before, there is a lot of chaos down there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that are going on, and still, I guess you would say there's a certain kind of panic about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is understandable when you have something like that happen. But people are always thinking it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
And I get the impression the women is not really helping. You get that kind of
mm-hmm.
chaos. We had a thing down here where tornadoes hit a town down here, Gazinia.
Mm-hmm.
There was 7 tornadoes. Bam, 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 bam. The whole thing just hit the whole freaking town. This is the only place I've ever been in Ohio where when you go to the fairgrounds, all the buildings are new. And there was also about 14,000 tons of bricks. Somewhere like that. I don't know the whole figure, but that there was bricks that disappeared. No one's ever found them. No one ever what happened to them.
That's crazy.
So, you know, it's one of those things of craziness and that kind of stuff. It makes you so Ohio. But I'm just saying with the situation you got going on down there, all you can do, which is that's the hardest part about these kind of situations, unless you got cooperation with people that were working with you to help them, you're getting information that's helpful to them, but they can only get the information... How would you put it? It's like you can do what you got to do. You can give the information and be careful about the whole thing. I mean, just say, when you get it, you give it. And you just hope that when you give it to them, they take it and they utilize it and they do what you got to do. I could give the impression of this boy being found?
He is going to be found.
Yeah, I get very soon. Because I keep getting the word is found.
With me helping with his email, or should I just not email and he'll be found? I don't want to, you know.
I get the impression that you should still send the email.
Okay.
Man, is it? Yes, I feel like you should definitely send the email. Keep your mind open. Keep listening. I just keep getting over and over again. Found. So I really get the impression he's going to be found.
That's so good. Okay. I shouldn't let you take another call.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna keep digging. I'm not
gonna
give up.
No, don't give up. I'm just saying, I just keep getting the impression of the same thing. You just gotta keep calm and waiting. Maybe she don't believe you. Maybe she gonna start looking at the morgues. Me personally, I think she does believe you. She's just, you know, people have a tendency that the next thing they start looking for, when things haven't happened as quick as they'd like them to.
Yeah.
You know, everything happens the way it's going to, not the way we want it to. And when we look back on the whole thing, we start realizing those things. Oh, wow, it happened this way it was supposed to. Okay, makes it easier next time. Supposedly.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
It'll be all right.
All right, well, have a good night and take another caller.
You too. Thank
okay,
you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Let's go on to our next caller, 718. Welcome to the show. How are you? And what's your
good
name?
Good. How are you? This is Lisa from New York.
Lisa from New York. How are you?
Good, good. I've spoken to you before. You're always a wonderful help. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I have a question about my career. I have a job interview, a second job interview on the 31st, and I have a meeting on the 1st of June, but I kind of wanted to tell me first about the job interview on the 31st. I had some issues this week with getting to the first one. It didn't work out transportation-wise, and fortunately, mm-hmm. the person was very compassionate, so I was able to reschedule. So I kind of want some, I guess, guidance of what you pick up about how to be prepared, or what you see coming forth to me with this job.
The one thing I get the most is the idea of make sure you get there, of course. The thing that comes to me is once you get there, it's one of those things I keep getting the impression that you should be yourself. Those are the biggest thing I pick up right now. Be yourself. I get the impression you should be about 10 minutes early.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be some added paperwork.
There's a lot of paperwork?
I keep getting paperwork.
Okay.
Almost like checking out something on a freaking on a clipboard or something like that.
Yeah, they always seem to make you fill out an application, even though they make you bring your resume, which is so funny to me.
Yeah, me too. It's like, okay, you guys want to be a part of the 21st century, but you're still using 19th century mentality.
Yeah, that's right. I always say, why do they make you bring a resume if they want you to fill all that paperwork for that? That's what the resume is for. But, you know,
yeah.
It's policy. I'm used to it. It's, you know. Yeah.
They always say to her and say, it's for us to get to know you better. I'm like, oh, that's a contradiction. Okay. I never tell the truth on an application, but when it comes to resumes, this is me. But I don't know. It's one of the things of detailing applications to the person you're talking to and the situation, because I don't think anybody's ever been hired because of an application. It's usually what happens in the interview.
Exactly.
It always is for me.
Do you, I mean, you see, you said to be myself. I mean, do you pick up anything? I mean,
what I get the most is really being yourself and being – the one that comes across the most is you're very aggressive.
Okay.
I guess that's a good thing.
That's a good
yeah,
thing.
Professionally I am, yes.
So it's like they're like I'll give you an example. I went to work for a company called and I forgot what they call them. It's a security company. Gosh, ADT. There it is. I went to work for ADT, and they were looking for salespeople, right? I walk up there, and the guy goes, "Oh, I see you're a psychic." I said, "Yep. Been doing it for a very long time, and I, you know, just doing this because things are slow, and he makes some extra money, maybe invest in my business and stuff." And he goes, "Oh, really?" He said, "Well, do a reading for me." I said, $25, please." And the guy goes, "Good answer," because he's looking for a salesman, right? So I sat there and said, "Hey, $25, and I'll give you all the answers you want." He goes, "Now that's good." He said, "Can you start tomorrow?" So I was like, "Yes, I can." Because he said, usually I tell people to go and think about it and go home and, you know, come back in a couple of days and see if you really want to do this. But he said, "You seem like you got things down pretty cool and pretty quick." I was like, you know, what's the point of wasting time when we can actually be out there doing what we're doing here and accomplishing those goals? And he was like, "Keep talking, man. You might have my job, basically." But it was one of those situations, you know, you just go in there and things have happened so freaking quick just because I come across that way, because it's what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. I guess I just want to make sure I have the right angle. I mean, it's been a really long time, and this is the job in my field that I can actually grow with. I mean, like, what do you see about the position? I mean, what could you tell me about, I guess, my career path with this, if I get this job? I mean, I want it, but I kind of want to know what's in my path. I know I'm trying to flow with the universe right now, but just because of what mm-hmm. happened this week, I'm curious to know more.
Right. Well, like I said before, I feel like the way it comes to me, I feel like you'll get this job. And I feel like also when the thing came to me was, once you get this job, the sky's the limit. But it also seems like there's some other opportunities that come along with it that actually might take you in a different direction, but in the process, you might leave this company, but you'll be going somewhere else. That's a whole lot, how we put this, that is for you.
Is it another company, or is it, is it another company, or is it me doing something by myself? What do you see?
I get the impression it's another company, but it's almost like you'll be doing something on your own.
Okay.
For example, this one guy wanted to go to this company and get a job. He told the guy flat out, "This is what I'm looking for. I'm looking forward to starting my own business again. I'm starting the whole thing. So I'm just looking for, you know, a company." He said, "I'm not going to be here very long." And just told the guy the truth. I don't plan on being here very long. I plan on making the money and that kind of stuff. I'm just doing this to please my wife and get a paycheck coming in, that kind of stuff. But I have all intentions of going back and starting my business. Okay. Well, what happened was the guy looked at the guy and he said, this is kind of funny too, because he looked at the guy and he goes, "Look out the window and tell me what you see." He goes, "I see opportunity everywhere. Everybody out there wants something. And as long as I can figure out how to give them that service, potentials are unlimited." And the guy goes, "Nice answer." He said, "But I never had anybody come in here and talk himself out of a job." He said, "But it's a good thing you said the things you said, because he said your qualifications for what you do." He said, "I'm actually opening up a new division." He said, "Basically what it would be is you'll be working and running the whole show yourself because of your qualifications, but you'll be getting a weekly paycheck and working for us." So you see the situation where he's working on his own. He's basically building this division himself, but he's working for another company and getting paid. So you see the whole thing?
So is that what I'll be doing, or?
That's why I keep getting exactly what you'll be doing.
So it'll still be for that company, but another place.
Yeah. The word comes to me as a branch.
Oh. Do I have to fly to this new branch, or do I have to just take master, like a, is it in my state? That's, I guess, the question I'm asking.
I get the impression, yes, it is. Why?
I'm sorry?
I get yes.
Okay.
Good or bad?
That it's in my state, because I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
No, it's in your state.
Okay.
That's what, because when you asked the question, I got yes.
Okay. Do you see, I guess, well, it's not paying a lot, and, you know, I'm willing to, you know, work my way up because I see the opportunities there. Do you, when do you see, I guess, my salary changing or, like?
I feel like when that situation, once you get in the door and everything's pretty much done and deal, you see your finances changing pretty quickly as well. So I keep finances changing and advancement very quickly.
Okay.
Almost like you're overqualified, but eventually you get into a position where it's challenging.
Okay. Okay, my other question is about, I have a meeting with someone that wrote an article about me a couple months ago on the 1st of June. What do you pick up about this meeting? Because I'm, you know, I mean, I'm trying to be open. Something spiritually told me to call this person to follow up with them. And I just did it, like, instantly. I said, I need to call this person because they keep popping into my mind. So I just called them and we set up to meet for coffee to talk about work stuff. So what do you pick up about this gentleman and meeting with him? And I guess, what is that all about for my career?
What will it mean for your career?
Yeah, because I choose this to be a business connection. That's how I feel about it. It's a whole other story, but I want to see what you pick up about it.
I feel like it'll have an influence on your career, but just not as quick.
Like, what kind of influence? I mean, like, what kind of work do you see?
What kind of work do I see? You know, when it comes to work and that kind of stuff, I just see it as an influence of working with people that you would work with. You know, it's like, how would I put that? Because I want to see it. I see it as a, not getting jobs, but just as influence.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To help other people make the, it's like making decisions accordingly. Well, it would give them added information to help you, to help them be more open to you.
Oh, okay. Well, he wrote an article about the work that I do, so I'm guessing that's the only thing I could think of.
Mm-hmm. The guy is jobs, no.
But just influence, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Influence, yes.
Yeah, because I was trying to understand, like, I just, like, all this stuff, I have so much, many things on my mind. I'm like, I'm actually, I told you this before, that I'm seeing someone, but I'm feeling kind of, like, distant because of my situation, and I'm trying to see, like, I guess they're being semi that way, too, like, and that's okay, I'm just trying to figure stuff out right now.
Right.
What do you pick up about, like, I told that person something about my last relationship, but I didn't even get to finish telling them the whole thing, and I'm like, it felt very incomplete, that part of the conversation, and I was curious to know, what did he, like, what was his impression about the, like, my last relationship? Like, I guess more like the conversation we were having about it, because I felt like I said, like, I didn't really get to say much, and I'm just like, maybe I wasn't meant to finish that conversation. I don't know. But it was the first time I opened up about it. So I just kind of just wanted to know what you see he thought of that, because I don't know. I just kind of like wanted to know that.
What did he think of that relationship?
What do I think of it?
No, no, no. What do you think of it? Is what you're asking, right?
Yeah, because I don't. I guess what was his impression of what I was saying? Because I just felt like I was. It was just very strange, and I was kind of thinking that I wasn't meant to finish the conversation for a reason, and I don't know what that reason was, but that's how I feel spiritually.
It's almost like I'm trying to maintain what he sees instead of what happened. I get the impression, what I mean by that is, it's like he didn't want to, it's almost like he didn't want to see you any other way than what he sees you now.
Okay.
So that was in terms of the situation. Yeah, right. Yeah, no, the idea of not finishing the conversation was a reason for it, because it just didn't need to be said. I almost got, I get the way it comes to me is the reaction is more of not really wanting to hear the rest of it, not because it's bad or good. It's just the idea of not wanting, almost like, you know, I get the impression like you didn't want to ruin the moment.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny because I feel like I don't. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
It's a very deep situation.
Mm-hmm.
Where you feel like people are more deep. There's more deep emotions here than everybody's willing to let out just yet.
You mean me, or do you mean him?
No, I get the impression. Yeah.
Me?
Do you have deeper feelings for him that you don't, you know, that you're just not ready to express just yet?
Yeah, but I'm also thinking, like, I'm just such at a different place right now in my life that I don't even know if I have those feelings, because I really know what I want, and I'm not trying to make that person be what I want. They either are that or they're not. And for the first time in my life, I mean, like, dating this person, if, you know, if it's the right person for me, it'll work out. But if it's not, it won't. And I'm okay with that. You know, so it's just like I have these deep feelings, but then after the week passed, so much went on in my life. And I just felt like he's got so much going on. I don't even, he knows he can even see what's happening with me. But I don't feel this big need to tell him either. So it's making me question, it's making me question, what do I want? You know, so, I mean, what do you see is going on with him right now towards me? Like, what's he feeling? What's going on with him? Because I'm trying to stay away to just reevaluate myself.
Reevaluate yourself. Say it again. I'm trying to understand.
Well, I'm trying to see what's he feeling towards me now, or, like, what's going on with him emotionally right now.
Well, when I sit here and start talking about feelings that were deeper than what, but wasn't being expressed, the first person I picked up was him. So you get the situation, a lot of mutual things going on here. Oh, yeah. But it's one of those things you got to think about, too, in the situations of real relationships and that kind of stuff. With, you know, when I say real, I mean, there's a lot of times you're not going to be able to see each other all the time because you have to do your life. So those are the moments that you really like because you're accomplishing something with your own life. But at the same time, the people that care about you the most also have a chance to actually appreciate and miss you. If those things don't happen, sometimes feelings just don't get any deeper because there's no opportunity to, you know, process and realize how deep they are. So they always stay on the surface. I think that makes sense.
Yeah. I think I will say this. It's been a really long time, so I kind of just am very, very cautious about what I tell anyone. And that starts to worry me because I don't want to have this, like, I don't want to have worry all the time. So I'm like, I'm trying to trust, but it's taking a lot out of me. So, you know what I mean? Like, am I doing something wrong? Am I holding too much back? But, I don't know. I just don't want to, like, I'm like, I'm not jaded. I just feel like these things take a while. I mean, does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. That makes perfect sense.
I I sent him some job opportunities last week because he wants to, like, branch out and do more stuff. And, well, I don't know. I guess hopefully he took them with, you know, good blessings because that's how I sent them. But then I felt like, oh, am I being a little too helpful? But I'm like, you know what? I know that I'm looking for something, and if someone saw something for me, I'd really appreciate that. So I figured that'd be the good flow of the universe to do that. So, and these are all the things keep popping up in my head, and I'm trying to, like, balance this feeling out, the feelings I have for him out with all this other stuff and wanting to be helpful because it's, I don't know. I just feel like I won't be able to rest today if I don't get all this out. So I'm sorry for, like, going on about it.
Right. Well, sometimes it's the best thing to do in these situations, just give them the ideals. And the biggest thing I picked up was giving someone a chance just to process. And
okay.
Make the decisions accordingly because, you know, it's just, I always sit there, and that's why I tell them I do readings to people. Just give them the information, let them process it, and it's their decision what they're going to do with it. And it doesn't really mean bad or good towards you if he doesn't or he does. It's just a person making a decision what he thinks best for him,
mm-hmm.
which in the long run will be best for the both of you in the long run.
Yep. Well,
that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it does make sense. I'm just, yeah, it's just been, it just all happened so quickly. Like that relationship came into my life, like smacking me in the face. And that's how fast it came in. I was just surprised when it came. So, and then it's just difficult when you know when you're looking for work at the same time and you're trying to stabilize your own life. And it's just, I don't know, I'm just trying to get that all together and sort through my feelings. Like I keep saying, reevaluate myself this week because it hit me like a truck, all this at once. But
Yeah, I saw this one video the other day. It said two little sayings. It kind of takes the pressure off. You just kind of like say them to yourself. Or say them out loud. It's basically saying, I could certainly use more money. And the other one is, I certainly see money flowing into my life. So you're not really specifying anything except for just the flow.
Yep.
So you kind of let the universe do the other part of it and orchestrate how that's going to happen. But you still have your mind open to the possibilities of exactly what you two expect to have more on, because until we change the ideal of how exchange happens, and this happens, that's the old thing. Do you have to love money? I think so.
Yeah.
But not the ideal of the process of, most people say, well, you know, money is the root of all evil. And I said, really? It's amazing how we just don't put the blame on the culprit. That's really the true problem here, is the ideal of the person who's got the money in their hands.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like people have difficult relationships with money. The relationship with money is not a good one. That's the problem. You know, they don't know how to attract abundance. And, you know, even in my situation, I feel like for me, it was just, I think it was spirit not wanting me to be in a bad work situation anymore, literally having to pull me out of one, because I'm so much of a worker that the universe had to pull me out of work to get me to focus on what I really want to do. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it happens like that sometimes.
Well, conditioning can get in the way, too. I've been told that you have to have a job in order to have the life you want.
Yes, exactly.
No one's ever, people don't teach the ideal realistically in schools that, you know, it starts with a vision first. And then from that point of focusing and harnessing the whole thing, there are some people who have a tendency to pick it up anyway. But it's one thing that's not taught, where you say, okay, you have to know all this freaking knowledge. But when you get out in the real world, knowing the 50 states didn't help, you know?
Yeah.
Things like that. And then, you know, sure, there's schooling and stuff like that. But, you know, a person who really gets ahead in life is the one who takes what he has learned and utilizes it. Of course, you absorb it all. But they still come to a point where it makes sense to them, which is usually making sense of themselves. If they didn't do that part about working on themselves, and sometimes it takes longer in life for people to get to that point. But it all seems to be one thing that they did the most, is the idea of finding out who they was in the first place, of why they were even, I guess, crossing the path to learn that information.
Yeah, that's definitely
And then once
true.
You get to that point, you know, once you get to this point, you're sitting there going, okay, now I got to utilize it and go out there. Because, I mean, I'm, you know, it's like in the process of obtaining all this information about all kinds of stuff. It's the idea of how to take that information and pertain it to the to an individual. That's what the count is. It's like salesmen. You ever seen salesmen? Most salesmen that are actually really successful at it have a tendency to detail their products to the individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wants, needs, and supply. And what's it going to, and the biggest thing is, what's it going to do for them? Why should I give you money for this service? You know, what, you know, you got to tell me something so I can relinquish this money.
Yeah.
But a lot of us tendency to know that the giving and receiving thing is the spiritual part of it.
No, it definitely
yeah.
is. Yeah, I had an overabundance mm-hmm. of food with me today, and I was like, oh, what am I going to do with this? And then a homeless person asked for food on the train. So I gave them my sandwich and chips. I'm like, if someone needs food, and I have it again. You know? It's
yeah.
it's funny. I was just like, because I was thinking, what am I going to do with it all this time? I hope someone's going to use it. I don't want them just to get old, or I know I wasn't hungry anymore, but it's just I know that there are times when I'm hungry and someone has provided for me. So I remember that. You know, it's just
and I've always had a relationship with you of focusing and getting what you want to the smallest level, where I sent a guy with a pack of cookies and I was just sitting there saying to myself, I said, ask what you want and you'll get it. So therefore I can see myself eating the one of those eating those cookies and really enjoying it. So I just sit there and said to myself, that guy is going to offer me some cookies. About 2 seconds later, the guy turned around and says, hey, you want some of these cookies? I'm sorry. It's like, I want to tell this guy. I said, I think I did tell someone that once before, too. I said, watch this. And he goes, what are you going to do? I said, I want some of those cookies. Well, you go ask for them. I said, not in the traditional sense. And he goes, oh, really? I said, watch this. That guy's going to ask me if I want one of those, want some of those cookies. And the guy turned around and said, hey, man, you want the rest of these cookies? And I said, there you go. Manifestation. Every time I've always asked for something, I always seem to get more than what I asked for.
No, it's true. It's definitely true. It's interesting. Like, I've been manifesting all the things that I want in my life now, and I actually took a trip to the park today, and my psychic abilities are getting more intense. I've been working on, I'm an empath, and I have other things going on, so it's funny how you could be in the park and you could read people. So it's just interesting how you can manifest things, and you can also read people when you just walk by because you're so in tune to spirit. You know, and I think it's because I've been practicing manifesting for, like, I want to say 2 years now, maybe three.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that now, if I'm somewhere where I'm peaceful, I can pick up anything about anybody now. And that's something that I picked up today, and I was like, why do I know this about these three women? I knew, like, all this information on them without even knowing them. And I was like, where am I getting this information from? But it's just coming to me, like, out of nowhere. Like, well, it's obviously coming from spirit, but it feels like it's coming out of nowhere. But it's just, when you practice it for a long time, it's just funny how it just flows right to you. You know, and, like, you really wanted those cookies. So, you know, you make sure you got them.
Mm-hmm. No, you seriously, you do that. You just sit and put it all in perspective and say, okay, what do you want? I mean, I've actually done it at the bus stop. And I just kind of, like, told people, I said, some things I do notice that seem to manifest even quicker is when you're really totally honest. And say, okay, I'm sitting at a bus stop, and I don't want to sit here anymore. I just want to go home. And so I sit there and said, okay, God and angels, this might sound like a lazy thing, but I just don't want to sit here anymore. So could you have somebody come by, a friend, or maybe someone who needs my help or something like that, so in the next 5 minutes I can get a ride home. And it was about 5 minutes later, this girl pulls up and she goes, hey, Donnie. I was like, I get in the car and I sit there going, it's kind of crazy how this happens all the time. She goes, what's that? I said, it's a long story. I'll tell you later.
Get home first.
But I was telling some people too, I said, in the manifestation, you have to look at the situation that I always feel like those things happen. It's always a win-win situation and you can always see it. Like, she's looking for some answers to some questions because she knows what I do. I'm looking for a ride home. So, see, we both win. It's situations of making decisions that don't pan out so easy, where someone gets hurt, another person gets in a situation where they get what they want, but later down the road, it wasn't a good decision or a good path to go down to. And it's always looking at those situations that I've always noticed the ones that are win-win situations, they always seem to be good for everybody, and everybody walks away happy. It's always this one, like my mom, like my daughter was probably going to borrow some money, but she didn't. She said, I have to get a marriage license. And it was kind of funny how she put that. Got to get a marriage license. Got to get married on the 1st of January. It was just something about the whole thing she had to do. And I was just like, just the whole tone about the whole thing made me think. If it was really that, if it was really supposed to happen, it would be a whole lot smoother than that.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't. But sometimes you can't tell people they have to go down this path anyway to realize, well, that was not too good, or I could have waited. I still don't see it as a bad situation, her getting married to the person she's married to. But I think it's one of those things of seeing something so good that they could have waited a couple of months and it still would have been the same thing. So
well,
you see, it's one of those.
You're making me ask that question now, and I'm not even going to ask you about this person. When do you see that I'll be married? Like, how many years from now? And you don't have to say who it's with, or what do you pick up?
About 20. No, just kidding. But, no, like about a year and a half.
Boy, oh boy. Do I already know the person I'm going to marry? Or is it somebody brand new that comes into my life?
Well, the thing that comes to me is yes.
Okay.
So you should have asked the first question.
Okay, let me ask first. Okay. Do I already know the person that I'm going to marry?
Yeah.
I've already met the person I'm going to marry. That's a better question. Have I already met them?
Yes. It's a good thing.
Okay.
The one thing I can tell you is just let things play out the way they're playing out.
Mm-hmm,
and you'll know exactly what's going to happen before you even hand your ring. Because you'll be expecting it.
Wait, say that again?
I said, before he even gives you the ring, you'll be expecting it.
Because I'll know, or because that's what I want?
It's because you'll know. It's like my girlfriend. It's like I say things and do things, and she's like, are you reading my mind?
Oh,
no,
okay. Oh, boy, I actually want to be kind of surprised.
Well, you know, it's a whole thing. It could still be a surprise if you just kind of like, I know it's coming. Doesn't mean you're going to know exactly when.
Oh, okay.
But just know it's after things, the way they fall into place and that kind of stuff. It's pretty much the next step, his actions, the way he's acting, that kind of stuff tells you. The feeling you get. Like you said before, the more you start working with spirituality, the more you start focusing on things and that kind of stuff, the more you know. So it's almost like getting to a point in your life where you think that maybe you do know everything.
Oh, God. That's a lot of information.
No,
you think to know everything. That's funny. I'm just like, is this somebody from my past, like from a long time ago, or is it somebody like in my presence?
Somebody you know right now.
Okay. Well,
if you want to be surprised,
what'd you say?
If you want to be surprised, you stop asking questions.
No, I won't. I will be surprised because I know a lot of people. I will be surprised because, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where it's like, all this is a surprise to me. Everything.
Oh,
I'm
I hear
seeing,
you.
Yeah, like, so for me, it's like...
No, just one of those things that just kind of let it go, be relaxed, you'll be okay. I got two more people in this
queue
here. Yeah,
I'm so sorry. Well, thank you.
No.
I will sleep very well because of this.
Mm-hmm.
You have a wonderful weekend.
Well, thank you. I mean, like I said before, I don't want to rush you off or anything, but I'm just
saying. No, you did not. No. You didn't rush me at all. You gave me more than enough time, and I'm very grateful for that.
Okay, well, thank you. And please give us a call, and I'm pretty sure you will, to give us an update on what's going on.
I definitely will. Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. You have a great – well, that's Memorial Weekend, isn't it? Well, okay. Thank you. I wonder if it does do that. And area code 303.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Hi, how are you? Sorry about the time and that kind of stuff, but I just don't feel like pushing people down the road because it seems like they have questions and they're really wanting some answers for some changes.
Yeah,
so.
You give them a lot of freedom. I appreciate that. No, thank you for taking my call. I'm wondering what you see about relationships with me.
You seem really stressed.
I seem really stressed?
Mm-hmm. It's like a calmness on the surface, but underneath that calmness, I just feel like there's some things that you, the way it comes to me, some things that you carry with you. It's just one of those things to take notice of those things, and just, you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, it's just, to me, I just keep getting one of those things of focusing and going inwards and just see what you see. Even if you've already done that before, it's just, I get getting that prompting going back and forth, okay? And then with you, the idea of relationships and that kind of stuff, it seems like there's something you're really focusing on. The way it comes to me, I don't feel like you've met this person, but I feel like it's coming up. Very soon, very soon. Almost to the point of saying, right around the corner, the way it comes to me is almost like a visualization of a guy peeking around the corner.
Okay. But very good.
Definitely. So I almost get the impression of a street encounter, too.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll definitely have to keep you updated.
I'm just saying, I keep seeing the situation where there's a lot of people around you when this happens, like, I don't know, like a subway or something. There's like, I just see a lot of people. What is your mornings like? Do you commute or something?
No, I don't. And there's no subways. I'm in Boulder, Colorado area. And I work from home. I'm in Colorado.
You're in Colorado. You say you're near Boulder?
Yeah, I'm in Boulder County.
Oh, Boulder County. Does that mean you're close to Boulder? Or?
Yeah, very, very close. I'm in Boulder several times a week, usually. I actually live in Longmont, but...
So, I may ask, what do you do for a living?
I do business development work, as well as I'm very interested in the healing arts. So I do energy healings.
Oh, no, I'm just curious. I was, you know, I lived in Manitou Springs for like 2 years, almost three. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I love that area of Colorado Springs. Yeah.
I used to have I had two shops, one not at the same time, but right down the main stretch of Manitou Avenue. And I'm looking forward to going back there, too. That's why I'm trying to figure out ways and ways to bring in more this, that, and the other so I get back out there.
Yeah,
I feel like it's a great,
lovely little community. Where are you at now?
Ohio. People say, Ohio's kind of nice, isn't it? I don't know. No, right now I was just sitting there talking to this and you said, you need to send me some energy too, because I sit at this four-way stop where my house is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I swear to you, we had 100 cars go by here the other day. 100 cars.
Oh my
God. I think two of them might have had a muffler.
The words Midasized.
I was sitting there going, the guy was like, one lady was laughing at me too, because I yelled at the guy. I didn't cut him out. He said, come on, man, why don't you freaking manifest yourself a muffler or something? She's like, you've been yelling at people in a metaphysical way, huh? Well, you should sit down and show them how to do that. You know, it's one of those situations that's going to drive you nuts. But when I sit there, like I said before, I just saw this commotion. I saw a lot of people, and I saw you running into this person. So it just seems like, I guess you could sit and look at it as a movie kind of thing, people running into each other. And then from that point on, it just kind of springs off to something more. Because I just feel like it's a continuously running into each other at least three times.
Okay, very good. Well, good. I guess summertime is a good time to run into people since I work
right.
at home. I'll send you a lot of energy and hope you can get back out to Colorado soon.
Well, thank you. Like I said before, too, with the situation of the things, I always tell people when it comes to these manifestations and that kind of stuff, it's the idea to keep your mind open for the possibilities. And also when you get prompted to do certain things, you just follow through with them.
Follow it,
because you're being prompted. And you know that. So just pay more attention to those things, even in the metaphysical fields and doing all this kind of stuff. I've done, had a couple of times where I've questioned them. even now I question things and going, you know, something he's saying, let go and just let it happen. And then I don't. Yeah. Sometimes I go, okay, I should have done that. But then you always get a second chance. I don't care what anybody says. It just kind of goes in a cycle, comes back around. So you got a chance. But okay, it'll be okay.
Great.
Yeah. All righty?
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate it. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you. Bye now. Let's see. We're not streaming anymore. Let's see who. Hello. 480. Yeah.
Hey.
480. Hey, how are you?
Fine. Hey, Donnie. I want to ask you something real quick. It's quick. I called this job that I called from days back. And I don't know, I guess I have to call them again. I just called them. And the lady said, is this Wanda? I'm like, yes. Yeah. She said, you're the esthetician, Neltec. I said, yes. She said, we've called you 3 times. And I'm like, I never got a call. Maybe they got the wrong number. I don't know. But what do you think about that? That they called today and called twice, maybe Tuesday.
Really?
That's what she said. And told me to call, you know, the manager on her cell phone. But I left her a message because I didn't get her. What do you think about that? Did they call me?
You said they, okay, so they called you and said they tried to call you 3 times.
Yeah, I called them, and they said they've been trying to get in touch with me. Maybe
okay,
that's the wrong number because I checked my phone.
Well, then what they say?
They said they called. I'm thinking unless I gave them or she took the wrong number down when I gave it to her. I don't know.
Okay, so you called them, and they said?
They've tried to get in touch with me about three times. She said the girl answered the phone, said she called me today, earlier today, and the manager, owner, or whatever, called me twice earlier in the week. But I never got these phone calls.
Oh, I understand that, but what I'm saying is, how'd the conversation end? They said they call you back or something?
Uh-uh. She told me to call Veronica, that's her name, to call her. That's the manager or owner or whatever. On her cell phone, so I called her, but I just left her a message because I didn't get her.
So you wonder if they're going to call you back?
Huh?
So you want to know if she's going to call you back?
Yeah, how's this going in, or did they ever really call me? Because I haven't been through so much crazy stuff out here. Who knows?
They'll try again, yes, they will.
Oh, do you think they just had the wrong number?
Yeah, I do. I think they was missing by one number.
Huh?
Yes, sir. I said they were missing it by one number.
Oh. Okay. So do you think this may be an okay job, or?
I don't know, Wanda. One thing I keep getting with you is you want one. I actually get the impression this could really work out to your favor.
I think this her on the other end. I'll call you later on.
You do what now?
This her on the other end, I think. I'll call you back. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. So, everybody out there, thank you for listening. And tune in tonight at midnight when we have our show here at... It's called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight. So join us for that. Also, for everybody who wants to get a reading from me, give me a call at 740-601-1057 or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And also, if you can't catch the shows today or tomorrow, join us next week. We'll be here every Friday at 8 o'clock and every Friday night at midnight and every Saturday at 8 o'clock and also Saturday night at midnight. So join us. And it's been a really good show, and thank you for all being here. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and may you give love where love is given. Good night.